It's been a long Monday. Education struggling with none. Justice advocates are alarmed by none, and most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what actually works when you're trying to implement AI tools in the real world. Maya, I've been digging through implementation data all day, and the pattern that keeps emerging is that simple tools are crushing complex enterprise systems. What are you seeing with your clients?
Oh, the stories I could tell. Last week, I had a CFO nearly in tears because they'd spent $180,000 on an AI-powered enterprise solution that their team abandoned after 3 weeks. Meanwhile, their competitor down the street is getting better results with a $20 a month ChatGPT subscription and some clever prompt engineering. The disconnect between what vendors promise and what actually works is staggering.
That tracks with what I'm experiencing in the creative space. I remember when everyone was panicking about AI replacing artists. Well, turns out the real challenge isn't replacement. It's figuring out which tools actually integrate into a working creative process versus which ones just create more work. Derek, you must see this constantly on the development side. Every single day. You know what kills me? We spend months building these sophisticated AI integrations, and then users go back to copy-pasting from ChatGPT because it's faster. Last project, we burned through $95,000 building custom embeddings and a fancy RAG system. Usage after launch, 12% of projections. 12! That's exactly what I'm finding in the data. There's this massive gap between implementation complexity and actual value delivered. Maya, when you're coaching teams through this, what's the first reality check you have to give them?
Timeline expectations. Everyone thinks AI implementation is like installing new software. Maybe a few weeks of adjustment. Reality? Even simple tools take 2 to 3 months to meaningfully integrate into workflows. Complex systems? I'm seeing 6 to 12 months before teams hit any kind of steady state. And that's if everything goes well.
The workflow disruption is what nobody talks about. When I started using Midjourney for concept work, I thought it would speed things up. First month, my productivity tanked. I was spending hours generating variations instead of sketching. It took me 6 weeks to figure out it works best for rapid ideation, not final pieces. At least you figured it out. Most of my enterprise clients never get past that initial productivity dip. They see metrics drop in month one and panic. The AI isn't working. No, Karen from accounting just needs more than a 2-hour training session to rewire 20 years of muscle memory. Let's get specific about costs. Maya, what are you seeing in terms of actual dollar amounts for different implementation scales?
Small teams, simple tools. You're looking at $5,000 to $15,000 for the first 3 months. That's licenses, training time, and productivity loss. Mid-size implementations with custom workflows, $50,000 to $100,000 easy. Enterprise deployments, I've seen everything from $200,000 disasters to $2 million sinkholes.
And that's just the visible costs. Nobody calculates the creative energy drain. I watched a design agency lose 3 senior designers because leadership kept pushing AI tools that made their work feel mechanical. They weren't anti-AI. They just wanted tools that enhanced creativity, not replaced it. The hidden costs are brutal. Last startup I worked with budgeted $30,000 for their AI customer service implementation. Seemed reasonable. Zendesk integration, some custom prompts, basic training. Final cost? $127,000. Why? Because nobody budgeted for the 3 months of edge cases, prompt refinements, and the fact that their knowledge base was a disaster that needed complete restructuring. Speaking of startups, the implementation patterns there seem completely different from enterprise. Sophie, you work with a lot of creative startups. What are they doing differently? Speed and willingness to fail fast. I know a content agency that tried 5 different AI writing tools in 2 months. Total cost? Maybe $500 in subscriptions. They found what worked, ditched what didn't, and now they're producing twice the content with the same team. Compare that to the publishing house still in committee meetings about their AI strategy.
That's the pattern I push with every client now, pilot programs with clear metrics and kill switches. 3-week sprints, $5,000 budgets max, specific success criteria. You learn more from 5 failed experiments than 1 bloated project in planning hell.
Except most enterprises can't move that fast. I'm working with a bank right now. Took 4 months just to get security approval for a basic ChatGPT pilot. By the time we got approval, the use case had evolved, the team had different needs, and half the stakeholders had changed. It's implementation theater. Let's talk failures, real ones. Maya, what's the most instructive implementation disaster you've witnessed?
Healthcare company, $400,000 AI diagnostic assistant, beautiful demos, impressive accuracy rates in testing. Implementation? Doctors refused to use it because it added 3 minutes to each patient interaction. Not because they were anti-technology. The UI was just that bad. They ended up using the underlying model through a simple chat interface for $2,000 per month.
I've got a good one. Animation Studio spent 6 months training a custom style model for their signature look. Cost? Around $80,000. Result? The model could mimic their style perfectly for still images. Turns out, maintaining consistency across animation frames is a completely different problem. They scrapped it and went back to using basic AI for storyboards only. My favorite disaster. Fortune 500 company built an AI-powered code review system. Fancy stuff. Analyzing commit patterns, suggesting optimizations, predicting bugs. One small problem. They trained it on their legacy code base. So it learned all their bad practices and started enforcing them. It took them 3 months to realize their AI was making their code worse, not better. These failures seem to have common threads: overpromising, under-delivering, and missing the human element. But let's flip it. What about the successes? Maya, what patterns do you see in implementations that actually work?
Successful implementations start small and solve real problems. Best case I've seen, law firm started with AI for contract summaries. Nothing fancy, just ChatGPT with good prompts. Save junior associates 2 hours per contract. Cost, $200 a month plus maybe 40 hours of prompt refinement. ROI was positive in week 3.
The successes in creative fields are all about augmentation, not automation. I know a photographer who uses AI for initial color grading passes. Saves her an hour per shoot, but she still does the final touches. Tool cost, $50 a month. Time to proficiency, 2 weeks. She's booking 30% more clients now because her turnaround is faster. Technical implementations that succeed focus on boring problems. Best one recently, company using GPT-4 to write unit tests. Developers still write the code, AI writes the tests, developers review and modify. Catches edge cases humans miss, saves about 3 hours per developer per week. Implementation time, 1 afternoon. Let's get brutally practical. Someone's listening to this on their commute home, and tomorrow morning they need to make a decision about AI implementation. Maya, what's your Tuesday morning checklist?
First, identify your biggest time sink that involves text, data, or repetitive decisions. Second, budget $500 in 2 weeks for experimentation, no more. Third, pick the simplest tool that might help, probably ChatGPT, Claude, or a specialized SaaS. Fourth, measure time saved, not perfection. Fifth, and this is crucial, have a clear kill criteria. If it's not showing value in 2 weeks, move on.
For creatives, I'd add, start with ideation and rough drafts, not final products. AI is terrible at nuance, but great at volume. Use it to generate 20 concepts in the time you'd normally do 2, then apply human judgment. And please, resist the urge to mention AI in your creative process to clients, unless they specifically ask. For technical teams, start with documentation, test generation, or code reviews, not core development. Use GitHub Copilot for boilerplate, ChatGPT for explaining legacy code, or Claude for architecture discussions. But here's the key, time box everything. I'll spend 30 minutes seeing if AI can help with this not tooting. Let's redesign our entire development process around AI. What about the support infrastructure everyone seems to be missing? Maya, what are organizations forgetting to budget for?
Training is the obvious one, but the real gap is ongoing support. Who answers questions when prompts don't work? Who updates templates when the AI model changes? Who tracks whether people are actually using the tools? I see companies spend thousands on licenses and zero on support, then wonder why adoption fails.
Creative teams need sandbox time. You can't learn AI tools while on deadline. The agencies succeeding are giving people paid hours just to experiment. Here's Friday afternoon. Play with these tools. Share what you learn. Costs may be $500 a week in billable time, but the learning compounds fast. Version control for prompts. Nobody thinks about this until they need it. Which version of the customer service prompt were we using last month when satisfaction scores were higher? Crickets. You need systems for tracking what works, what doesn't, and why. It's not sexy, but it's essential. Let's talk about team resistance. This seems to be where a lot of implementations die. Maya, how do you handle the human side?
Acknowledge the fear first. People aren't stupid. They know AI changes job dynamics. Best approach I've seen, involve the skeptics in tool selection. Make them part of the solution. Also, celebrate small wins publicly. When Sarah from sales saves 2 hours with AI-generated follow-ups, make sure everyone knows. Social proof beats mandates every time.
In creative fields, resistance often comes from quality concerns. Valid ones, honestly. The trick is positioning AI as a rough draft machine, not a replacement for craft. I tell teams, this gives you more time for the work only humans can do. When they see AI handling the boring stuff, resistance usually fades. Developer resistance is weird because we're simultaneously excited about the tech and terrified of being automated. What works? Focus on AI, eliminating the parts of coding everyone hates. Nobody went into programming to write unit tests or documentation. Frame it as more time for interesting problems and resistance drops. Speaking of metrics, what should people actually measure? Revenue impact is obvious, but what leading indicators matter?
Time to first value. How quickly does someone get a useful output? If it takes more than a day, your implementation is too complex. Also, track active users week over week. Usage should grow steadily for the first month, then plateau. If it's dropping, something's wrong.
For creative work, measure iteration speed, not just output quality. Are people exploring more options? Trying bolder ideas because rough drafts are cheaper? That's where AI shines. Also, track project overruns. Good AI implementation should reduce deadline scrambles, not create them. Bug discovery rates for technical teams. Good AI implementation should surface more edge cases early. Also, measure documentation completeness. AI makes docs less painful to write, so coverage should improve. If these metrics aren't moving after a month, your implementation isn't working. We're getting close to time, but I want to hit vendor selection because this seems to be where money gets wasted. Maya, how do you evaluate tools?
Free trials or death. Any vendor not offering a real trial, not a demo, a trial where your team uses it on real work, is hiding something. Also, check integration reality. Integrates with everything usually means integrates poorly with everything. Better to have 3 solid integrations than 30 broken ones.
Look for tools that export cleanly. Getting trapped in a proprietary system is creative death. Can you get your prompts out, your generated assets, your workflow templates? If not, run. Also check community size. Tools with active Discord servers or forums tend to improve faster. API stability for anything mission critical. I don't care how good the tool is. If their API changes weekly or has unpredictable downtime, it's worthless for production. Check their status page history, not their marketing promises. Also, pricing transparency. If you need a sales call to understand costs, the tool is too expensive. Last question. What would you tell someone who's been burned by a failed AI implementation and is skeptical about trying again?
Your failure was probably process, not technology. Most implementation disasters I see are organizational failures dressed up as tech problems. Start smaller this time. Pick one workflow, one team, one specific problem, and this time measure from day one.
Don't try to revolutionize everything. The best AI implementations feel almost boring. They just make annoying tasks less annoying. Save the transformation talk for vendors. Focus on making Tuesday slightly better than Monday. Accept that your first attempt will be wrong. Budget for iteration. The teams succeeding aren't smarter. They're just faster at recognizing what's not working and trying something else. Also, steal shamelessly. If another company in your space is succeeding with AI, start with their approach and adapt. That feels like the perfect place to wrap. The data keeps showing the same pattern. Simple beats complex, iteration beats planning, and human adoption beats technical sophistication. Tomorrow morning, instead of another strategy meeting, maybe just pick one problem and throw $50 at it. You'll learn more in a week than most committees learn in a quarter.